Antonia and Kylie are holding on to the heavy pot. The wind is so strong that the hedge of thorns whips out as if trying to cut them. The wasps' nests sway back and forth. It's definitely time. "Oh, brother," Jillian whispers to Sally. "I don't know if I can do this." Antonia's fingers are turning white with the effort she needs not to drop the pot. "This is really heavy," she says in a shaky voice. "Believe me," Sally tells Jillian, "you can." If there's one thing Sally is now certain of, it's how you can amaze yourself by the things you're willing to do. Those are her daughters, the girls she wanted to lead normal lives, and she's allowing them to stand over a pile of bones with a spaghetti pot filled mostly with lye. What has happened to her? What has snapped? Where is that logical woman, the one people could depend on day after day? She can't stop thinking about Gary, no matter how hard she tries. She actually called the hideaway to ask if he checked out, and he has. He's gone, and here she is, thinking about him. Last night, she dreamed of the desert. She dreamed the aunts had sent her a cutting from an apple tree in their yard, and that it bloomed without water. And in her dream, the horses that ate apples from that tree ran faster than all the others, and any man who took a bite from a pie Sally fixed with these apples was bound to be hers for life. Sally and Jillian take the pot from the girls, although Jillian keeps her eyes closed as they turn it over and pour out the lye. The damp earth sizzles and is hot. As the mixture seeps deeper into the ground, a mist appears. It's the color of regret. It's the color of heartbreak, the gray of doves and early morning. "Step back," the aunts tell them, for the earth has begun to bubble. The roots of the thorn bushes are being dissolved by the mixture, as are stones and beetles, leather and bones. They can't move away fast enough, but still something is happening beneath Kylie's feet. "Damn it," Sally cries. Right under Kylie's feet, the earth is shifting, falling in on itself like a landslide going down. Kylie feels it. She knows it. Yet she freezes. She's falling into a hole. She's falling fast. But Antonia reaches to grab the back of her shirt and then pulls. She wrenches Kylie back so hard and so fast that Antonia can hear her own elbow pop.